Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
This Friday, The Mike O'Mara Show is one for the takers. That's right. If you are one of the blood-sucking ticks that don't subscribe to The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show this Friday for one day only, it's your chance to enjoy bonus show fun for nothing with our Freeview Preview. On Friday, March 16th, the TMOS bonus show. Sorry, I didn't get the music on in the back of it.
I like the
on
drive.
On Friday, March 16th, the TMOS bonus show is 100% absolutely free for everybody. Friday, even those of you who have done nothing to support our bonus show whatsoever will get a rare chance to sample the goods with our freewheeling avant-garde loose-lipped fun. So get ready, slackers. This Friday, the TMOS bonus show will be FREE free for all of you. So take advantage, because isn't that what you do best anyway? Really? The TMOS bonus show Freeview Preview. Our studio being down for maintenance on Friday is your golden opportunity. Don't blow it. There it is.
You almost killed Andrea.
We loved
it. Andrea. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine.
Yeah, there we are. We've got a Freeview preview on Friday's show. That's the only show you're going to get.
Bam.
Is going to be the bonus show, but everybody gets it. So if you've never sampled it because you're a blood-sucking tick, you better take advantage.
Now's
on
the time. This
Friday.
Is like walking the aisle of Costco, and some lady hands you a piece of shrimp and says, "Hey,
right,
what do you think? You
what are we doing it? On Friday to the studio?
Spring
are we
break.
Painting it? Are we painting it? Are we?
No.
Are we painting it a new color? Are we painting the brick white?
This is,
we're removing the paint from the brick and we're putting in the stained glass
panels.
Panels.
Yes, wood panels. Wood paneling, like in the '70s.
Very nice, like a rec room.
Because I seriously sometimes have to ask on the show because I don't know.
Right.
In real life because I don't pay attention. What exactly are we doing
well,
on that?
Can
you talk about what we're doing?
Yes, we're remodeling the studio.
We're not painting it. We're actually putting equipment in, correct?
Yes, there's going to be an electrician here that's going to set up some studio lighting.
Yeah, we
proper
hired
studio lighting.
It's a guy named Sparky.
Wow.
Yes.
Where is the electrician? Who's the electrician that's flying down here to put the lighting in?
Well, it depends on the company and who they send, right?
Right. It does.
Yeah. So.
What are you doing? It's like you're under interrogation.
I'm doing my lighting.
Don't do your lighting like that.
Is it safe?
Have
is
the
it
lambs
safe?
Stop Marathon. Crying.
Well, you didn't do it, so you're innocent. You're fine.
Hello, Clarice.
He might have done it.
I watched that the other night.
Well, the effects are great.
Hard to turn that film off, isn't it?
That is very hard to turn off. I love that show. I love that
show. You that show? The Silence of the Lambs show?
Yeah.
Mike, we have to send someone down there. Right now, you look washed out.
Yeah. What we need to send is a makeup artist.
Oh, no, he doesn't need makeup.
A little
that's
Max
better,
Factor.
Isn't, it? Isn't that okay?
No, you're really washed out.
All right, hold on.
Like you're a ghost. You can't be that white.
No, like you're about to get to the
there
pot.
We go.
Yeah.
I fixed it.
Yeah.
Now you're young and vibrant.
Boy.
Yeah,
boy. I fixed it there. So anyway, we're serious. This is going to be a Friday preview of the bonus show. So check it out. If you're somebody that has always thought about maybe dabbling, but you were too much of a blood-sucking tick,
mm-hmm.
The fact is that we were offering it up
our
to you.
Our expense and is your win.
Exactly.
Let's it's time to open up the mailbag.
It's not about
Tuesday.
It's
all about writer for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday. Happy everything. Yeah, happy
it's
life.
All about you.
Anyway,
free.
Let's get to the, yeah, free.
Preview.
All the time.
Preview.
All these things that
preview.
I do.
Right.
It's
which is
all
interesting
about
because it's
you.
A
preview.
It's
audio.
All about you.
Preview.
All the time.
It's free. No
I like
cost
the way, you know,
nothing.
I never listened to her when she goes, all the time.
Happy birthday.
Let's say happy birthday to Steve Kelsey.
Happy birthday.
He's a righteous dude. Jasmine Schofield is turning 24 and will celebrate with a trip to Six Flags Vallejo and a turkey leg in Rob's honor.
Thank you, dear.
What better way? What a better way to celebrate your 24th than go to an amusement park?
Hey, they're very amusing, Mike.
Yeah. Peter Hennessy is a bitter Mainer. As discussed by Bob Marley, I know exactly what he's talking about. Yes. They've gotten more bitter over the years. Hello, Governor LePage.
Ah, screw everybody there.
Come over here with your blade. You got a blade?
I don't understand why, you know, I'll notice all those people that come into Maine, they just bring disease and pestilence.
Pestilence! Wow.
Anyway, Peter Hennessy just turned 49. Nicholas and Faith Humphreys both turned 13 last week. Must be twins. Future P1 Nolan Vincent turned... that sounds like an actor from the 30s.
It does. You know? Mm-hmm.
The Maltese Falcon, starring Nolan Vincent.
I like it. Close-mouthed man.
Nolan Vincent isn't understanding this comedy because he turns one on St. Patrick's Day. His first year. What a great day to be born. St. Patty's Day.
My friend Pat was born on St. Patrick's Day.
Sorry about that.
Well, it happened.
You mean Pat House?
No, Pat Ham of the Vienna Hams. Oh,
Pat Ham. All right. Hams. Not Pat House.
No.
You notice my shoulders slumped when you said Pat because I thought of your friend Pat House.
Yeah, you and him buzzed heads somehow.
Tried to ruin the Vegas trip.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't ruin it.
Almost.
Yes, he did. He ruined everything. Anyway, get Nolan Vincent a green birthday cake. Happy birthday to Kelly Crockett, the birthday rocket. You wrote that. Look at how happy he gets at his own stuff. That's the ego right there.
This is going to slay.
That's the massive ego.
No, I laugh because it's so stupid. It's kind of like all the way with Kiki K. Another thing that doesn't make sense.
Kelly Crockett, the birthday rocket. I'm going to do it until he stops laughing at me.
We're going to be here all day.
Drew Johnson, now 13. Dig it.
13.
Our birthdays.
Good age.
Let's get right to the letters, shall we? And by the way, you're doing a nice job sending us real letters as opposed to just requests.
Yeah, I agree.
Hi, guys. I moved to Kentucky about a year ago, and ever since then, I have been trying to get someone to sponsor me to become a colonel. My little brother visited the state for only 2 days for a law conference and was made a colonel. I asked him to sponsor me, but since he's a huge dick, he turned me down just so he could have something I don't. His name is Chris. He's a listener, and he's an ass.
Oh, Chris.
Wow. Now he knows.
Ooh, sibling rivalry right there. Mike and Rob, since you are both colonels, would one of you please sponsor me? I will prepare all the paperwork, so all you would need to do is sign and submit. For your time, I'll send a bottle of local Kentucky bourbon. What say you? Thanks for the show, Philip Schmidt. Well, I can answer first. No.
Well,
Rob, what say you?
If it's good bourbon, then yes, but I'll need it in advance.
Guy. You're the bourbon
guy. I'll need the bourbon in advance.
Rob will do it for you if you send.
What is the paperwork?
It's a very it's a lengthy form, but here's the problem.
A passport? What are we talking about?
You actually have to make up some BS why this person has benefited the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so
how did you benefit the Commonwealth?
Actually, I was sponsored by Tab Patterson.
Yes.
And he said he talks about fine bourbon on his radio show all the time. So he somehow coached me and painted me in the light of someone
that's
like a
the
bourbon
challenge
enthusiast.
You're going to have. And that's why I said no.
Yeah, well he's going to really prepare the paperwork.
No. All right. Well, he prepares it. That'll be fine. Well, good luck.
Yes.
Mr. Schmidt.
Colonel.
Mike, Rob, and Oscar. He's not a colonel yet.
That's
Mike,
true.
Rob, and Oscar. I am loving the show more and more each day. I listened to last Tuesday's episode and listened to Mike talk up records, all the while hoping that Talk Up Tuesday becomes a regular weekly event before the mailbag. As Mike presses buttons here. Turning that down.
I like the notion. I like the way it's called Talk Up Tuesday.
Talk Up Tuesday.
Up Tuesday. Thank you for everything and keep up the fantastic work, Doug Fike. Doug Fike. Let me see. Let me think of one for Doug Fike. I got it. Turn your music
down.
Go
ahead.
Beautiful music.
I love this jingle.
On KNBR, San Francisco.
Yes. I imagine there are great listeners out there. The greatest listeners are the ones that compliment me. Listeners like Doug Fike. Doug, God bless you.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Thank you. you.
I have to say this for people that are not like in the know. To talk up a downbeat piano record is so fantastic.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. Sure do. Hey, everybody, going to send out a great record to Mr. Doug Fike, the Fikester, the man of Fikestinia. What an incredible man he is. Hey, Doug, I just want to tell you three words. I love you. Thanks for the message. I appreciate it.
I didn't type your
home. You got it. Oh, yeah, I mean, it was a musical post.
Will you do a request if you're going to do it again? Will you send out one to Kelly Crockett, the birthday rocket?
All right.
A lot of great birthdays on the Mike O'Meara Show Tuesday mailbag.
But none better than my lady. Hope it's a lady. Is it a guy or a lady?
Lady. It's a lady. Her name is Kelly Crockett. She's the birthday rocket. I love her.
All right, there we go. Thank you.
I love her.
That's sincere, DJ.
I love her. I understand.
I got to do one more for Doug Fike.
I don't understand.
I have to do one for Doug Fike. W-A-V-C. Hey, Doug Fike. Yeah, you asked for it. You got it. Everybody, by now you know, this is my favorite talk-up song. You know? This one's going out to a special friend, Doug Fike. I love him. We've been
together. Okay. I don't understand.
You want me to do it? I'll do one like Gene Hackman.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Let's do Gene. Kill the music.
97 Wave. There we go. All right, I'll do this one. Good. Sure.
I don't understand.
He's a woman? Is he gay? What is it? Somebody.
I don't understand. Okay.
Moving right along. Guys, bar soap. Does it clean itself? Discuss. Steph Baker.
I can take
Steph,
this one.
Stop that. Oh, of course you can.
As the father of a young teen, many times I have had to wash the soap before I could wash my hands.
Are you okay with sharing soap?
Well, if it's like bar soap.
No, but a bar of soap.
I share with my wife.
But when you were a younger man in college.
Right. Oh, no. I'm very particular.
All my sweet mates when I was in college, they shared the same bar of soap, and it really skeeved me out.
That's because they used to spell it S-W-E-E-T, mates.
You know, gentlemen, all I can do is, this is the first time I've seen this, so I can only offer an impromptu poem off the top of my head.
Thank you.
Based on when I lived in a group home in 5402 Cromwell Drive, Bethesda, Maryland, at American University, okay?
Okay.
All right. When you get up nice and early, touch the bar soap, get a curly.
Do you know?
Thank you.
I wouldn't have gotten the verbiage right, but I knew your rhyming couplet before you did it.
You did? You knew I was going to do a curly?
Yeah, it's nice.
Thank you. Hello, friends.
I think we answered that question.
Ken Wells, if you want to know the name. Ken Wells, former TV anchor man. I think. I don't know if Ken's still alive. I haven't been in contact with him.
I remember. Didn't you used to call him Shaggy?
Yeah, he had very, very dark hair. Anyway, hello, friends. This Friday, I will officially stop being a leech. I'll be getting a bonus in my paycheck, and I plan to invest part of it. Okay. Can I just say this? You're getting a bonus. We're not talking about Fort Knox here to get the bonus show, all right?
No.
It's not like you have to sell a car to get the bonus show, people.
You spend less on a nice dinner.
Right.
That's right. Exactly. I plan to invest part of it. Invest. To become a bonus show subscriber. No more sucking for me. I appreciate it, David. I'm sorry. On a serious note, I, like all of the interns you now have, except perhaps the Italian guy, but I really miss Ashley and her wonderful laugh. Do you have any updates on Ashley and how she is doing these days? Yours in Christ, David Russell from Lock Haven, Pennsylvania.
She's still in Colorado, right?
Ashley butt-dialed me 3 days ago.
Hey, now.
And I didn't know it was Ashley because I called the number back and I said, hello? She goes, Oscar? She goes, is everything okay? And I said, you just called me from this number. She goes, it's Ashley.
Ah.
I'm like, why are you whispering?
So you got a real update. Is she okay?
Yeah. She goes, I'm at a bank. And I'm like, why are you at a bank? She goes, I'm a teller. I'm calling you from my bank teller.
I don't understand.
She's a bank teller now?
Yeah, right. Just part-time or part-time job.
I know. You know what? That's a good idea because, you know, she was responsible for taking money for, I believe, the meet and greet in New Orleans. And all the books balanced.
All balanced.
That's good. Yeah. Good for her. Mm-hmm. Moving right along. Gentlemen, all three of you have experience with mentoring teenagers. Mike's daughters have turned out wonderfully. Rob is a shining example of a dad of teens. And the teenagers that Oscar dated have, for the most part, stayed off the pole and out of jail.
This is true.
I am a divorced dad of three teenagers, Andrew, Faith, and Nicholas. Can you either give me some pro tips on parenting teenagers or give them some coaching? I'll hang up and listen. John Humphreys, Dares Beach, Maryland. P.S. I just got my tax refund, and now I am getting the bonus show. I just sold my third house, and I'm able to buy the bonus show now.
I traded my yacht for the bonus show.
So let me see. You know, John, I will tell you that I wish I'd been more involved in my daughter's lives, because that's the tough thing about divorce. You got to maximize the time when you have it, and that's all I would say about it. And now that they're getting older, I'd like to spend more time with them. But in my daughter's case, Catherine, it's less time, so I just cherish the time that I have with them. And that's whether it's every third day, every weekend, every month, every year, it doesn't matter. When they're around you, it's organic. If you love being around your daughters and you get excited about being around your daughters, that's good enough for me. And that's it.
He's got a son as well, right?
Yes, yeah, a son, yeah, yeah. I guess he's got. By the way, if you're divorced, as far as the parenting part, usually that means a lot of the responsibilities you're not responsible for.
Yeah, you can be the fun dad.
You're off the hook, dude.
You can be the fun dad.
Be the fun dad, right.
Exactly.
Daddy day, daughter day.
Exactly.
Like Larry King.
Hi.
I don't think that was really good. You would have more direct advice about parenting. What would be your number one rule of thumb?
What did you like about your dad when you were divorced?
Oh, my dad? I always loved that one day a year that he'd come by the house. It was special.
Oh,
and I remember
so
what
sad.
He'd say. He'd sit me down. He'd say, son. He'd say, son, tell your mom I'm sorry they're late. And I'd say, can
Once
we go to McDonald's? He'd say, I got a thing. So why don't you just here watch TV and I'll call you. And so that was good. And I turned out just fine. Look at me.
Daddy day, son.
I'm not morbidly obese and unhappy. So there's
wow.
that.
Okay. Guys, moving right along.
Yes.
Rob, I think we need to. Guys, we visited Japan a few years ago. My son was stationed at Yokota Air Force Base, and we stayed for 2 weeks. Here are some things to share with Pony Boy as he plans his trip.
Ooh. Coming up.
No, I'm not doing any. I'm not doing it. You have to qualify it in this day and age. I'm not doing any accent whatsoever.
What you should do is a voice devoid of an accent.
Open container. There are no open container laws in Japan. So go into a 7-Eleven and buy a tall, cool one and walk down the street. This is one aspect of the culture that I especially like.
God, is that an American?
It's like
right
New Orleans.
Yeah. You drink a beer outside. Guess one of the great cultures in society, in the world cultures, and you get a beer open, dude. Just like New Orleans.
I think you're missing the point here, Jimmy. He didn't even lead with beer. He led with 7-Eleven.
They
have 7-Elevens.
Yeah. There were a couple of places that had beer in vending machines. Plus, vending machines are everywhere. We're American. Is this it's textbook? American
Signed
businesses.
Jimmy Cerrito.
Sounds like Jimmy wrote this.
Hey,
American businesses. Yes, 7-Eleven is there. Yeah, that you mentioned that before. And a lot of the American restaurants are there. Yeah, because that's what you want when you go halfway across the world. You want American restaurants.
Let's get Applebee's.
Many of them have adopted to local tastes, so lots of rice and curry dishes.
Pony, do you know how to say in Japanese more salad and breadsticks?
I have no idea.
That's when you're going to want to learn.
Next heading is English. Wherever you go, you can generally find someone who speaks English, and most signs are written in both Japanese and English. Well, that's for tourons, that's good. Mystery meat. Pony, if you go to any festivals, then be adventurous. Now, there you go. Now he's turning it around. Yeah. We went to several while we were there. It was not unusual to see meats on a stick being sold by vendors. We even saw a woman walking around eating a fish on stick. That's kind of cool. I didn't ask any questions, just pointed to a stick with meat on it and bought it. It tasted great. I didn't want to find out what it was. It could have been a whale.
God.
It could have been whale, not a whale. It could have been whale or horse, for all I know. Yeah.
If it was an actual whale, it would have to be like at least a broomstick.
Public transport. Subways and trains are silent as a funeral. No one talks to anyone. Well, unlike the incredible conversations we have on our metro system.
Exactly.
I guess it's a cultural thing. My son and his wife used Google Maps to get around for the most part. It's the best way to find the nearest train station and ride a bullet train. They fly. Bathrooms. Some bathrooms surpass Western standards. They have a multitude of buttons, all written in Japanese. Don't do like my wife did and press the wrong one at a train station.
Oh, no.
She pressed the emergency button and security came running. Have fun, Chris Tilton. Chris, that was a good letter. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
When do you leave, Tony?
It's a week after next, on the 22nd.
Wow.
Have you been in contact with anybody about your trip?
I've been talking to the tour company, and I'm really excited. They sent
Have you talked to anybody else?
Nobody
like
else.
Somebody who might be coordinating some of your travel plans?
I haven't heard from him.
Wow.
Is it still on?
Do you have a ticket?
It's on. It's happening.
Is anybody like a liaison? Because that was the Mr. Liaison. I'm just curious.
That guy was the bridge to Japan.
He was. Yeah. The liaison is the tour company.
That's
who I've been talking to mostly.
He's handed everything over to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Hands up.
Moving right along. Gentlemen, I will be brief. What are your favorite dishes at Peking Gourmet? I'll hang up and listen. Mike Robichaux. No relation to Tommy Robichaux, Morganton, North Carolina. There, you have to have the duck. It is famous.
Sure, but also their leek dumplings because they raise their own leeks.
And Szechuan, it's called Szechuan beef proper, which is a flash fried. Look at Oscar laughing at us. A flash fried beef strips.
George H.W. Bush's favorite dinner was that one.
Absolutely fantastic. Joyin shrimp is another fantastic.
That's a good one.
Dish.
And also remember what when I saw Bill Clinton there and I said, President Clinton, what did you enjoy for dinner? And he said, I had the lamb chops. They were great.
Yeah. I wouldn't get lamb chops at Peking.
You know what?
They're amazing.
If you get the tasting menu, they send you a lamb chop and they are unlike anything you've ever had. Yeah.
Two things I remember about that place.
Okay. Yes. Can I guess one of them?
Go ahead.
It's in a strip mall and it's overrated. Is that your answer?
Is that what he thinks?
No. It's in a strip mall.
Hey!
And that's the first time I had duck, and I liked it.
Yeah, duck is pretty good. Yeah. And listen, if you've never had the classic dish at a Chinese restaurant called Peking duck, you're not going to get better.
No,
it's just not going to be better. It will be the best, and they will carve it at your table, and I would recommend that. And then they give you little pancakes that you roll it up, and it's like a little, it's fantastic food.
And you don't need Chinese a reservation. Restaurant. Just go in at 7 o'clock on a Saturday,
don't
and they'll
listen
see you
to
right
this
away.
Man. You need a reservation.
They have to own the building, right? They have to own that entire building. Like, it's a 75-year lease.
They have been there for a million years.
Yeah, they have.
They have truly been there, and I'm glad they're still there. And our final letter says, Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hi. I noticed something interesting on the podcast, and I'm wondering if it's an East Coast versus West Coast thing. You often say Chinese food, but I grew up in Vegas, always say Chinese food.
Okay.
All right. So, I say Chinese, and they say Chinese.
Trying to think. I don't want to.
Chinese food.
Chinese. I think I put the accent on chai.
Chai. Chinese.
Thoughts? Tommy, age 36, from Tokyo.
This has been the most Asian-themed mailbag
ever. My mom calls it El Hunan.
Oh, because of Hunan, China.
Hunan Delight is where we go in
you know
only
what?
Maryland.
As far as I'm
Free
concerned, Tommy, just go or point at it and order some meat on a stick. Thank you very much. Rob, start the show, you hub. It's a whale. Whale!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past seven or 8 years. She's been appearing with
about
us
9 years.
About
9 years,
right? Yeah, several plus several will be about
Johnny
nine.
Carson with Oscar.
You said seven or eight.
No, I said, no, I didn't say seven or eight. I said several.
Then you said seven or eight, and I said
did I?
Nine.
Yeah. Nine. Good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Yep. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on a little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. Okay.
But you're upsetting me.
I don't upset you.
I went down, Joan, and I
know you did. That's all right.
Fine. Don't say...
What?
That I don't... I know her. I went down and...
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there. And
I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
That's a new. We mix them up sometimes, you know. Settee.
Live from the Viper Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a radio show and a worldwide podcast with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard on the new TMOS app. Updated now. Get our show all day, every day. Reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Don't forget, tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. You can call us starting at 9 a.m.
Niner.
Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Our show today brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Amazingly, there's already a touch of springtime in the air, so you better start thinking about the warm weather months ahead. And you know what? It's going to be great.
Great, 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 great.
This is your year. This is your year, Wade. And all you need is Beachbody On Demand. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts on your computer, on your smart TV, on your tablet, on your smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. Work out whenever you want, wherever you want. No need for DVDs or a trip to the gym. You can even work out in a hotel room if you're traveling. That's what's great about Beachbody On Demand. They offer workouts ranging from cardio to weight training. They've got yoga. They've got low impact, even dance. They've got Pio, P90X, T25, 21-Day Fix Insanity, 3-week yoga retreat. They got them all. Beachbody On Demand even has nutritional help, and your annual subscription is cheaper than a gym membership. And it's better than a gym membership because you can do it on your own time.
Anywhere, anytime. Yeah.
You need to give this service a try. Right now, our listeners can get a free trial membership when you text TMOS to 30 30 30. That's full access to this entire platform, free, all the workouts and nutrition information at no cost to you. Just text TMOS to 30 30 30. That's 3 30s,
right?
3 0 3 0 3 0 30 30 30.
Like, thank you to Forrest Kelly.
thank you. 1-800-AM. Are you going back to that
one?
Yes, because I remember that one.
Couldn't read call signs.
1-900-AM. 400-AM.
106.7 FM.
This is DeForest Kelly. Bones.
Yeah.
Right? He was Bones.
Dr. McCoy.
On Star Trek?
Dr. McCoy, yeah.
Way back when we. He's dead now. A lot of people we interviewed are. Anyway.
You're a person of interest in half of them.
People die, Mike. Deal with it.
I don't understand.
I do understand one thing. We have created
a craze. Oscar, I think that sometimes I think the power of this show is greater than even we realize. When you are considering the fact that now Stroop waffles
yes.
are flying off the shelves. Stroop waffles are the new food craze, and I think we are responsible. I think
we're
we started
movers.
It right here.
I have seen at least two posts on Facebook of people
where they were gone.
They've wanted to buy them, and they're not on the shelf. The tag is there, but the Stroop waffle themselves, gone.
Out of there.
Gone.
So if you don't know what a Stroop waffle is, let me explain it to you. It's two tiny little cookies with caramel in the middle, and the way that they do it in the Dutch areas is they put the Stroop waffle over their cup of coffee and let the steam from the coffee melt the caramel, and it's just a delicious confection. You know,
the
sometimes
Stroop waffle is larger than the diameter of the cup's end, so it doesn't fall in?
Melt. Sometimes it's perfect. It sits right on the, just a tad larger so that the steam rises.
Is it as big as a compact disc?
Not quite as big as a compact disc. That would be larger. But I think the Stroop waffle is just a little bigger than the opening of the average coffee cup.
It hangs on the rim?
It's slap on the rim so the steam can come up into the caramel, in the cookie, and then
is it?
Then it softens.
And it might have just a little taste of the cafe in it.
Sure.
Too, yes.
Is it a dessert?
It could. Well, I certainly consider anything with caramel in it to be a dessert.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Mrs. O'Mara put me on a very restricted diet yesterday. The Stroop waffles have left the home. And unfortunately, I am now required to have a dinner of rice and root vegetables with a little salt and pepper.
I'm checking.
My dinner last night. Yum, yum.
I'm checking the dictionary.
What?
You should not say Stroop waffles. You should say Stroop waffling.
Stroop waffling?
That would be the plural.
Wo ist das Stroop? Oh, Stroop waffling. There's the package of the einen Stroop waffling. Wo ist it? That itch? Tasty. Oscar, have you ever had one? Have you,
oh, no,
have
I've
you
never
tried
had
the Stroop
one.
Waffle?
No.
I haven't either.
We must bring the Stroop waffles into... Hey, Andre.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. Do you have anything equivalent of a Stroop waffle in Italy? You don't, right? You
not
have
that I know of, no.
That's what you have.
Yes,
right?
yes, that is correct.
And what
tiramisu,
is
tiramisu, Mike?
Did we ever... Okay, calm down. Okay, Arbuckle, just slow down a little bit.
You got
all
it,
right?
Ollie.
Let me ask you this. Yes. Did we ever get into food with you at all? We knew that you cooked or you liked to cook, right?
At the beginning, you like asked
me. And you
me.
Talked about a little simple pasta.
Yes,
with just,
exactly.
Like, olive oil.
That's the only thing I said about food.
What region of Italy are you from?
I'm from Milan, so it's up north.
All right, up north. And north is Milan. Florence is also up north, correct?
Yes,
is that
yes,
right?
yes.
And that part of the world
fashion,
is known,
high fashion.
Yes.
But it's also known for, you know, wonderful food up there. Are there any particular, like, restaurants where you would go that where you would really dig or something special that, you know, could you
oh,
give
there
any?
Was, like, this very small restaurant that was around the corner from where I lived. It was called Il Solferino.
This is in Milan or here
yes,
in the States?
Yes, in,
okay.
In Milan.
It's like Armagiano's here.
Yeah.
And Solferino, like, they had these pasta dishes that were really good. And then they had these different meat dishes that were also very good. They made some very nice sauces. Mm. And, yeah.
When you came to the States and, like, say, have you ever been to a place, say, like Pizza Hut? And when you went there, did you want to kill yourself?
No, I wouldn't do that to myself. No, I wouldn't do Pizza Hut.
Have you seen any American Pizza Hut?
That would be like this, yeah.
Oh, that's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, Louis Prima.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
I'm sorry.
I like it.
I don't know.
Pizza Hut, the new official sponsor of the NFL.
Oh, yeah, they got that cheap.
Really?
Yeah, because Papa John, he said, uh-uh.
Papa John didn't say, the NFL said no to Papa John, correct?
They broke up.
Yeah.
And
wasn't
then,
Papa John, didn't he do something wrong?
Well, Papa,
didn't Papa
John didn't
do
agree
something bad?
With the way the NFL was handling their social issues with mm-hmm. outside the field, on and off the field.
And the commissioner doesn't
John
like the green pepper.
Was Papa
on
John
it.
The instigator? He was the one that said, screw you, NFL, or the NFL say, screw you, Papa
okay,
John?
Okay, so what really happened is that Domino's is kicking everyone's ass. They just mm-hmm. are because they're ahead in the technology side. The app that you can see your pizza going into the oven, getting out of the oven, delivering to your house.
Right.
So the market share was, as far as Domino's is concerned, was consumed by Domino's. Papa John's put millions and millions of dollars into their world of marketing with the NFL.
Mm.
And then when the quarterly reports came out, they weren't doing so hot. So
even though they use better ingredients,
I think Papa John's is superior pizza.
Sure,
but I'll say this: that the idea that you're on a quarterly call for your company for Papa John's, and you blame the NFL for your low, I guess your numbers being lower than you thought you projected,
right?
Then you're not. The NFL's not going to be okay with that, right?
No, of course
so they're going to be like, you're going to blame us. Because people are social justice fighters aren't ordering Papa John's because they're watching the NFL. No, that's not the case.
Oh, you're such a right-wing hump.
So they found somebody else, and the new hot chick is Pizza Hut.
Yeah, and they put cheese right inside the crust.
Yeah, there you go. It's a divisiveness 101. Hey, Andreas.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. How do you think Americans are perceived at this moment in time internationally, in Europe, for example? You can only use the Italian perspective, and you've been in the States for a while, but how are we right now, the snapshot in time, how are we perceived around the world? Well, because I've heard bad things.
The honest response actually is, I don't know. Because at least in Italy, it's like right now they're thinking about other things. There was recently the election in Italy, and there was a mess with that, and so they're trying to deal with their own things. As far as America is concerned, I really don't know what the perspective on it is. They're certainly not too happy about it.
America is the best place to live in the world.
It's the best place in the world.
Here.
America number one.
But as an immigrant, I know this.
Why don't you just calm your ass?
Shut up, Canada.
I'm talking to that, okay? I'm talking. Well, why'd you say Canada?
They're watching. They're always watching.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, it's a beautiful country. It's a wonderful country. And, you know, they're great states.
Trade wars.
Greatest country in the world, like Florida.
Tariffs.
Tariffs. Yeah. It's a tariff war.
Oh, I hate me a tariff, boy.
By the way, I don't even care what Andrea says because. Just hearing him say it is, I know, a benefit for our listeners.
Oh, absolutely.
And other people. And Rob, you need to get some music when he speaks. You have to get some music and take your time when he speaks. So, Andrea, you don't have the perspective on it, and Italy's got better things to worry about right now. And are you pleased with the response that you have gotten from our listening audience?
I am. I always like compliments. There's nothing bad with them.
Thank you.
Can't go wrong.
I love talking.
That's so true.
That's all I need from him.
So clean.
He's giving
so nice.
Me what I need every day. That's awesome. We have to take a break. We have to take a break. Save it for next time when he's in. We'll play some. Rob, what's that? What do you have?
This is the music to go to commercials.
Oh, okay. That's good. We will talk to Andrea next time.
This is more Spanish. This is a música española.
That is the way. We have better things to worry about. I have to worry about how to make love to a beautiful women. Yes, thank you. It was great talking to you. You are very large, man. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. America.
Do you like the Mike O'Mara bonus show? I've been a big fan of the regular show ever since it was on Terrestrial. But I think the bonus show is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the regular show. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. The show is extremely uplifting. It's as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in a podcast. The TMOS bonus show. Don't just stare at it, buy it.
Thank you. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Hey, when the Blue Apron box arrives at the O'Mara house, everybody gets happy. Everybody. Carla loves to cook it. I love to eat it, and the variety is amazing. Thanks for that coffee, Rob. Carla loves to cook it. I love to eat it.
Well, you do. We all do, because it's delicious.
I know. It just makes me, I've cooked it before. I've actually prepared Blue Apron before.
Did you know that? Cook it, and Carla loves to eat it.
The variety is amazing. It is the better way to cook. They even have a vegetarian options. As a matter of fact, that's what we get exclusively, the vegetarian options. And I forgot what it is today, but I'm going to bring a picture of it in next time I tell you about Blue Apron. They are delicious vegetarian options. I love my Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S., and for good reason. When you cook with Blue Apron, you're not just having burgers for dinner. You're making short rib burgers with a hoppy cheddar sauce
on a pretzel bun. You're preparing seared steaks and thyme pan sauce with mashed potatoes, green beans, and crispy shallots, all in under 45 minutes. My mouth is watering.
Yeah, literally.
Sorry. And without a trip to the grocery store, Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door. The menu changes every week based on what's in season, and it's designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. Blue Apron is treating our listeners to $30 off their first order if you visit blueapron.com/TMOS. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off at blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is the better way to cook, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to tell you.
I went on social media yesterday to describe my afternoon. And afternoon, when Michael came back from his trip up north, I promised him a little treat, and I went to the local Walmart and went to the Richie Rich aisle of toys, which is the Lego section. I don't know if you've noticed.
Now, is it set up like my Target, where it's almost like an impulse buy? The Lego section of the toys faces out, so you see it as you're approaching.
This is actually the toy aisle. I found the Legos on a regular aisle that I went up. But I should point out for all future parents, if your kid gets into Legos, all right, the average price of a toy is, let's say, $15
for a child's toy.
Okay, the average price of a Lego, $2,500. That's how much. No, the Legos are not. The Legos are in a completely different stratosphere.
Okay,
I mean, you can't run in to a toy store and just say, I'm going to buy a big Lego city without checking your bank account. Legos are insanely expensive. But I will tell you this, that I got a small one for them. I think it was like $25 to $26.
Okay.
And it was on sale. That they
a
had
car,
they had
a the, house. It,
I got them a Coast Guard helicopter.
Okay, cool.
Get to the chopper.
With like a little lighthouse setup that they had.
Oh,
it was really
nice.
For Legos. I mean, Legos are, they go over $100.
Oh,
some
absolutely.
Of these Lego kits.
I have a colleague that bought, I think, the Death Star for like $1,000.
Yeah, yeah, just
when
stunning.
Robert was growing up, he wanted the Millennium Falcon, and I said, son, denied.
Yeah, it's just so
it's
expensive.
Too much, yeah.
But the thing about Legos is they give you the age range for what kids are going to be able to put these together. The Coast Guard chopper that I got for my son was 6 to 8. He can't put this together.
You're too old.
Well, the fact is,
you cheated.
I am tasked with that. All right. So
ages 6 to 16.
Do you do it together with him?
I do sometimes. And he was off to school on Monday. And in his cute little way, he said, Daddy, he came over. He was so adorable. He said, Daddy, when I come home, can you, and the way he puts, he doesn't get tense right.
Right.
You know, he said, Daddy, when I can't come home, will you put the Coast Guard helicopter together for me? And I said, yes, I will. Now, that's a promise. Oh. When you make that promise, that's etched in stone.
You're locked
in. You have
in.
No choice. So the show is over. I was going to run out and run some errands, which really is just an excuse for farting around at a golf store. And as I'm about to put the key in my pocket, Mrs. O'Mara says, what about the helicopter you said you'd put together? And I did the Napoleon. Oh, God. And I realized I had promised him.
Yes.
What I didn't realize was I was anticipating maybe 45 minutes. Tops 45
minutes.
Yeah. And it was new.
Like three
new.
Or 4 hours.
45
two
minutes
to
10. Sort the pieces.
2 hours and 15. 2 hours and 15. Oh. It was a small little thing. But I will tell you this, that when you get into it, because it's so perfectly laid out, that you just get into the rhythm of it. And
it's satisfying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you, have you put together Legos?
Oh,
a
sure.
A lot of Legos
yeah.
in your life?
Mm-hmm.
I'm brand new to this. I really, because my daughters were not into Legos. Who am I kidding? I wouldn't know if they were. Wasn't there. But the fact is that
they kept wanting the Lego they wanted was called Father.
Yeah, yeah, I know. They daddy,
would,
day, daughter.
They would build dad with their Legos.
That's right. They build a daddy. Lego daddy. Lego daddy's nice. Anyway.
Lego Daddy so cool. came to my thing at school.
My recital.
Lego Daddy. Hey, I went to everything. I made all those concerts. Anyway, so I'm putting this together. Rob, is it true?
The thing that's cool about Legos, and they don't need me to give them a commercial.
No, yeah, they don't.
For God's sakes, that we should have a sponsor. And,
but you shouldn't be as proud of yourself. You built something that's a 4 to 6 year old can build.
It's a 6 to 8 year old can build this, and the instructions are right there. Yeah. So it requires no effort, but it's just time consumption. And the thing about it is, what I noticed, and maybe you could enlighten me on this, the helicopter that has all these different parts of. As you are putting piece and piece and piece, it gets sturdier and sturdier and sturdier.
Sure,
right?
Like putting together a desk.
But ultimately, it is still a Lego. It is still...
You can never drop it.
You can't really play with it.
But Robert, as a Lego guy, and he's past it now, he wasn't detail-oriented. So a lot of my job was undoing Legos. Because I said, oh, well, that... That looks like it could go there, but let's look at this paper. And then I had to go get the tiniest screwdriver because those little baby two-dot Legos, once they're on, those suckers are on.
Yeah, chip them off.
Yeah, you got to.
It was 2 hours, roughly 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Did you have any disassembly moments? Did you make any missteps that you had to go back?
No, and the thing...
That's good.
I hope I'm not... I'm doing a commercial for them, but I mean, the fact is, they have a few extra pieces, right? They throw in extra pieces in there, right?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, then I forgot a few pieces. I don't know what else. But I thought I put it together. I thought I did a perfect job. I really did. I thought I put a perfect job together.
It
looked great. It looked great. And then, of course, I posted because I am like you in that way, Rob. When something is important.
Sure, you want to share it.
I want to share. I shared that. I don't like to share stuff like that, but I did. I said,
I think it's important to share.
It was great. As a matter of fact, yours looks less pathetic because your son was holding a toy that he loved. I was posting a picture of a 45 RPM record. So I think what you did actually is very sweet and charming, and mine might be a cry for help.
And Lego has such a diverse line of toys.
Yeah.
Where you could build the White House, or you could build a helicopter. You could build the Batmobile, or you could build the Ghostbusters machine.
I have a yellow submarine in my basement.
So much money, and a lot of the people on the thread would say, well, it'll be good while it lasts, and so we're getting ready.
Thanks.
Around that time. He gets home. He is in love with it.
It
is worth every second. He loves it. And he's being very delicate with it, and he's being very gentle with it. We're getting close to bedtime. He goes into the kitchen with it. He comes out, and then I see it leave his hands. And I go, no.
Oh.
And it falls to the floor and explodes. Mm. It was Lego pieces as far as the eye can see. Two major parts that have separated, but little tiny. And then I did the rebuild. And I've thrown all the, what's number 4, what's number 3, what's number 2. I've thrown them away, and it was, I was able to, putting it back together.
So you're putting it together like they're assembling a rifle in a Vietnam film.
Exactly.
Just totally blind.
Totally blind. And I put it back together, and today he took it to school. And it's a no-touch show and share where none of the kids get to touch it. So I hope it doesn't get broken. I really do. He took it to school today. He's so cute.
I
love that kid.
Willing to bet $20 American that in the next week, someone in your house, barefoot, will step on a Lego and say a bad word.
Yeah, I know.
Because it always happens.
It was special,
and
I
think my brother used to do this. He used to, once he knew how to build it, and if he wanted it to be perfect, he used to super glue the blocks
together.
I've
heard of that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He would sit there with super glue, and every block would be super glued so he could actually play with it and move it around without breaking up.
It's big fun, and this weekend we got
build.
I didn't even tell him I got another build because it's in the garage. I haven't brought it back.
What is it?
Put it together. It's the Lego beer cooler. We're gonna have so much fun with that. Little bitty Lego Budweisers. It's gonna be
just goes to show how much things have changed. You know, when I was in elementary school, I would have killed for a no touch day.
Yeah, no touch day. I know
things were different in the 70s, man.
So the Lego beer cooler will be really wonderful. Hey, you know, St. Patrick's Day right around the corner.
Oh yeah,
and yeah,
little tiny Lego. Rudy Martsky.
Yeah, the Lego green beer tap. It's going to be really, really cool. You know, you can never get him. He can't drink the stuff yet. I'm not a child abuser.
No.
But the fact is, you can certainly get his mind right on it.
Yeah. You have the countdown. You have the countdown calendar to his 21st birthday, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. 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 Yes, sir. Yeah. Colburns are coming in for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, nice.
Get ready, liver. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi there, it's me,
Jim Amato.
Hey. Growing old, finding the right companion, and marry and kill. Some of the in-depth topics that Dirk Vastrick and I discuss on this week's AmeriCast. If you'd like to take part in the fun, send us a message through the AmeriCast fan page on Facebook or tweet us. The Twitter handle is @AmeriCast. Download and listen on the new PlayaPod app or the TMOS app or at MikeOmeraShow.com. Now back Spotify. To more TMOS fun. Here's Mike.
We on Spotify now? We're Spotify.
We're on Spotify as well,
absolutely, yeah.
Find us everywhere.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. For a while, we've been telling you how great the guys at Cornerstone First Financial are, and here's proof. Cornerstone First Financial is now offering the Hometown Heroes Program. Listen up. Which is for police, firefighters, teachers, and veterans looking to purchase or refinance a home. These heroes will receive 20% off the participating real estate agent's commission towards their closing costs. So if you're a firefighter, police officer, teacher, or veteran buying or selling a house, please visit cornerstonefirst.com and they'll connect you with the real estate company that covers all the states they're licensed in. Again, at closing, 20% off the commission goes to the hero. Plus, they're still getting a free appraisal from Cornerstone, so this is a huge savings. It's a fact that interest rates are going up, so all TMOS listeners need to act now to refi and take cash out or to pay off debt before they go up further. Click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And thank you to all of our heroes from Cornerstone First Financial.
I love seeing them give back. You. Awesome. Just good stuff.
Pony Boy, how another update. We haven't talked to you about it. Mm-hmm. How are you doing? You were a little like testy with taking the patch off. How is your non-smoking going? I want to keep that eye on the prize with that. What's going on?
Yeah, it's going very well today. I think yesterday was the last of the the really difficult days once you get off of all the nicotine replacement.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm now at over 3 weeks and I'm feeling good.
Yeah. He's feeling lost good. The eye of the lighter.
Yeah. Oh, my. Tell them about when you were out walking or jogging in your neighborhood. It's a great story.
On Saturday, I went running.
And yeah, he was chasing the dream.
I wanted to see how much better my lung function would be, even after just like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like Steve Austin.
God, that makes me happy.
That is great.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
That is really, really
phenomenal.
If you
guys can do it, everyone can do it.
That's right. Right?
Well, I did the biking, you know, yesterday.
Yeah.
Oscar told me I'd double it to 4 miles. I actually went to about almost 5.5 miles yesterday. And, the only thing with me is, my ass is going, Jesus, please. God, get off of this thing now, my God.
You'll get used to
you
it.
You will. You will. Yeah, it's that comfort seat with no nose.
I have by the way, for those of you that want to know, my bike seat, my fat man bike seat that I have, it's not a fat man bike seat. It is a noseless bike seat.
Yeah.
So it
just wider out back.
We call it the Michael Jackson.
The only way that I, because he didn't have a nose.
It fell off at the end. Yeah, it's sad, right?
sad, right?
So messed up.
Could be.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Jackson.
Dance to a bus.
Now I can't continue when he talks about Michael Jackson having no nose.
Shem on.
So it's noseless. So the best way to describe, I'm going to get a little graphic here. It doesn't Please. Put added pressure on the taint.
Yes,
that's the big difference there. You know, and
are you looking to special?
That was also Michael Jackson's motto at Neverland, by the way.
Are you looking into special equipment outside of your current setup for your bike?
I have a 21 speed bike, so I have 21 speed, and it's got three gears. You know this, Oscar, because you ride. It's got three gears on the left with a little twisty thing. It's amazing how they've made progress with that. And then it's got seven on the right, and I would say that the gear that I rode most of the time would probably between 5 and 6 is what I what I rode.
Because you can maximize your effort.
So there's like three major gears and then seven subsets within. So that's why it's 21 speeds.
Yeah.
So would you select the one, two, or three? Then do you go through the seven?
I don't take it off of three. It's on three almost.
All the time. It lives.
I don't have it.
The bike does the most work.
Okay, good, good. Where do you put the batteries?
Wait, hold on. When you say the bike, What do you mean the bike? It's the op. Thank you, Pony.
Yeah,
will you please enlighten everyone? When I've got it in like seventh gear on the third level, that means I'm on the 21st gear, which means it's the hardest to pedal, right?
Yeah, you're going at the highest effort, but the best.
The bike does the most work.
Yeah, the bike does the most work.
No, it doesn't do the most. You're doing more work. The bike, if I had it on the first gear with the first level, that would mean that the bike's doing the lead. What? Well, Stop it.
So if it was a lower gear.
It's all about the chain.
If it's a lower gear, like the pedal gear would be big. Jeez, and then on the bike, it would be small. So you get more revolutions on every pedal, right?
It depends if you're talking about the front or the back. On the front, a bigger gear makes it harder to pedal, but higher top speed.
You have the bike with the really big front wheel and the small back wheel, right?
Like that, like in the 1800s.
Exactly. You put on your derby hat.
I put on my fake artificial handlebar mustache.
Well, I think they're called a penny farthing is the name of the bicycle.
And you got the streamers
sometimes
on the side.
Sure. And
tassels.
Catch a breeze.
He wants to not
go
only
for
make
my bike ride. I'm going for Let's go for a bike ride.
Why use a helmet when you've got a top hat?
When you have a bejeweled top hat from the greatest show on earth.
That'll be worth something someday. Thanks, Twitch. So
5 miles.
5.5 miles. Almost 5.44 miles.
That's good.
If you keep clocking up, man, I'm telling you, you'll be at 20 miles easy.
That's right.
Well, I see the old codgers that are extending their lives down here. And for me, right where I had the old hips, that's right. I feel those muscles today. That's where.
Do your hips feel? Do they react well to that exertion?
Because after I got off, I feel better there than I felt before. So
that's great.
That exercise happens to be what I like to do. And for somebody that's bored by doing like a power walk, you get to see more and drive around and see stuff going on. And,
do you listen to tunes?
I'm going to graduate to that right now. I've got my little phone, map my ride, and doing that type of stuff.
Do you have a little bell on your bike to get people out of your way?
I do not have a little
there's
bell.
There's an app for that, of course.
Right.
They have an app where you can do that?
Yeah, so I have a little iPhone holder on my on my bike where I use a bell because the city's packed with people, right?
No, especially right now
it's the worst.
I have one attachment that I kind of jerry-rig myself that I duct tape on the right handlebar.
If you don't want to get a bell, because a bell will weigh your bike down by maybe a pound or so, depending on how.
What bell are you buying that weighs a pound? What is it, like from Notre Dame?
Well, there are different bike bells, but there's your standard bell that's just so chunky.
After I did my little attachment, I don't have room for a bell. I put my own thing on there with the.
If people are in the way, get a squirt gun.
Black duct tape, and it's on the right side, and it
don't
takes
be
up
the
a
guy
lot,
that says.
Lot of room. It's not a bell, though. It's not a bell, and it's not a horn.
Left.
It's not a bell or a horn. What is it?
No, it's an ashtray. That's what I have there. I was just trying to signal you for that. Needed the straight line. I had to hit you over the goddamn head for that straight line, for God's sake. I was waiting 10 minutes. Yeah, I've used duct tape. You see, I don't have room for a bell or a horn. I have room for what is it? That's what I was looking for. An ashtray. Thank you very much. You think of a funnier thing that would be?
Absolutely not. I thought it was perfect.
The other thing would have been an ice cream cone holder.
A donut basket.
A donut basket. A donut basket. That's a completely fictitious product that no one's ever
had. He invented something.
That's room for my donut basket. My cheeseburger holder. There you go. We'll take a break and we will come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, advice from Andrea.
Hello, this is Andrea, the Italian TMOS intern. Here is my advice for dating. Remember, a man should always ask a woman for the date. Young adults must only date one person at a time. Pick your date up at her house and come to the door. A man gives his date's order to the waiter. And remember to walk your date all the way to her door at the end of the evening. Then, and only then, can you make sweet, sweet love? Chabana.
Oh, another asset. Another asset.
First in a series.
I'm going to say that's a really sexy voice.
I wish it were mine. I wish it were mine, you know?
Welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa. Welcome back, everybody. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. Don't forget, we are very, very excited, ladies and gentlemen. I have to do it this way. All right. This Friday, the Mike O'Mara Show is one for the takers. That's right. If you are one of the blood-sucking ticks that don't subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour, we're very excited because this Friday, for one day only, it's your chance to enjoy the bonus show for nothing with our preview. Woo! Thank you. On Friday, March 16th, the TMOS bonus show is
100% absolutely free
for everybody. Friday, even those of you who have done nothing to support our bonus show whatsoever will get a rare chance to sample the goods with our freewheeling, avant-garde, and loose-lipped fun. So get ready, slackers. This Friday, the TMOS bonus show will be FREE for all of you. So take advantage, because isn't that what you do best anyway?
Yeah, yeah.
The TMOS bonus show, Freeview. Our studio being down for maintenance on Friday is your golden opportunity. Don't blow it.
Hey, I can hear that.
Don't blow it.
News.
Boo. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Who rang that bell?
Yeah, Mike, make all your ideas last-minute ideas. Amy Schumer. Turn that down, please. Thank you. Amy Schumer is not taking the name of her new husband. This is for those of us that did radio during the 80s.
Yeah.
The 90s, rather. She's not taking it because feminism might have something to do with it, but not really. Maybe she doesn't feel like standing in line at the DMV to get a new license. No, there's another reason that might be more important than the rest. Her husband's name is Chris Fisher, which would make her Amy Fisher.
Oh, okay.
So anybody that remembers
that,
you know, like Amy Fisher, who shot her married lover's wife in the face when she was 17, then grew up to become a porn star. Amy posted a video the other day of her dad asking if she's changing her name, and she said, quote, "I'm not Amy Fisher. Do you remember Amy Fisher, the Long Island Lolita?"
I was thinking that was the nickname, right? Long Island Lolita.
Know, I try really to go hot and cold on Amy Schumer, but then Amy Schumer's just funny.
She can't help it.
She knows how to be funny. And by the way, I probably have to rethink the whole Tiffany Haddish rave out that I did the other day based on our friend Rob Mayer, who open for her, and everybody
like
posted that everywhere, and I have not seen her stand up in its entirety, so I will
how about this
consider
you go pro Tiffany Haddish but then go anti Rob Mayer.
Great idea.
Thank you.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is planning to sue the big oil companies for murder.
Murder.
He compared big oil to big tobacco, saying they've known for years that their product is dangerous, but he tried to hide it. He hopes that at the very least, the lawsuit will put a spotlight on alternative fuels. So I like Arnold being environmentalist Arnold.
I like it too,
doing that.
Using his political push.
And he could have done this while he was the governor.
You're right. He could have done more when he was the governor.
I think when he was the governor,
but he's changed heart. He's had a change of heart, and I like that people.
Learning while he was being governor.
I'm still a fan.
Earn while you learn.
But the idea that his stepson is a son. No, his son,
his blood son, Patrick,
his blood son, the bastard son, right?
Yeah, right.
Yes, John Smith.
The one that he had with the cleaning lady.
Yes,
Hals Gibar
looks just like him, but Spanish blows my mind.
Hispanic Arnold
blows my mind, and as a Hispanic, we want that bloodline in our bloodline, right?
Cumpleaños feliz.
Yeah, still can't get over it.
You see him showing
up. Me llamo Arnaldo. I made you a Lego for your birthday.
At least somebody listened when Frances McDormand said the words inclusion writer during her speech at the Oscars. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's Pearl Street production company is going to start using them on future projects. Michael B. Jordan announced last week that he was doing the same. For those of you who still haven't Googled it, an inclusion rider is a provision in contracts that requires gender and racial diversity. Ooh. And a lot of people are going to squawk about that, but a lot of people are going to say long overdue and really the only way you can get Hollywood to include more people. It has been the land of the old white guy for a long time, believe it or not. And we're not just talking about the people that are on camera. We're talking about the producers and the behind the scenes, the grips and the roadies mm-hmm. and all the people that do that stuff. So, you know, they're doing it. They're taking lead, and I'm not surprised. Millions of people all over the country are filling out March Madness brackets right now and probably throwing a few dollars into the pool, and all of that is technically illegal.
Really?
According to a new study, Americans will gamble approximately $10 billion on the NCAA tournament this year, and 97% of those bets are illegal. The only legal way to bet on sports in America right now is at Nevada Sportsbooks. Now, the odds are the feds aren't going to bust down your door because you're running a 20-person pool where the winner gets $200. But technically, if they wanted to, they could.
So wow.
Think about that when you're doing it. But yeah, they're not. You know, it's irrelevant.
You can do it online with every major broadcasting company, right?
Yeah, but it's not legal.
It's a sweepstakes.
You got to go to a Nevada.
If it's a sweepstakes, I think it's if it's a clear bet. I think that's
a real bet. If you're putting down something, that's it. The pools are a little bit different.
We'll have little Michael's picks this week.
Yes. We're going to record those.
Light them up!
Light them up!
Light them up.
Not little Nicky.
Little Michael is in the nap. Thank you. A new study in the UK looked at the link between aging and exercise by comparing two groups of people between 55 years old and 80 years old. The first group had exercised most of their adult lives. The second group hadn't. And the ones who stayed active still had the muscle mass, body fat, and cholesterol of someone half their age. Plus, the men's testosterone levels were still high. But the more surprising part was how strong their immune systems were. It turned out the ones who'd exercised their whole lives still had the immunity you'd expect to see in someone in their 20s or 30s, so they were more likely to avoid getting sick.
Pardon.
There's a gland behind your sternum called the thymus that releases T cells to help your body fight off illnesses.
Wasn't he fired by CBS FM?
Thymus in the morning.
Exactly. That's the guy.
Yeah. Hello, Bernard.
After about 20, it starts releasing less of them, so your immune system can start to weaken. In other words, it's more proof that getting older doesn't have to make you frail, but the best way to avoid it is by staying active throughout your
life. I'm going down to the ranch. I don't feel so good.
So you might want to start thinking about that.
Right? Yeah, or, you know, it's been a pretty good run.
There you go. When was the last time you did any appreciable exercise?
Not in this calendar year. I'd say probably
that sounds like Meryl Streep in Doubt. Wish and Compassion. Not any way you can get at it.
I would say 12 calendar months, 52 weeks.
Thank you. Thank you. And now
and yet I'm down 60 pounds. So yes, F you, thymus.
And now a little something something. A patient lost his patience and stole an ambulance, according to Lake County Sheriff's Office investigators. In Florida.
Where?
This all went down Tuesday night at the Villages. Now, I've had stories from the Villages. This place
seems right.
This is a bad, bad place.
It ring a bell.
I think it's like Cocoonville times 10,000. It's this massive, sprawling
like
place.
3 months up front.
This is the Villages. Well, all you need to know about how large this place is, it's the Villages Hospital in the Villages, Florida. They have their own hospital.
Community.
Yeah.
Here's the quote from the sergeant. He said, I've been doing this for 21 years in Lake County. I think it's the first I've heard of this. Deputy said, the trouble all started earlier in the day at the home of Danny Konyesny.
Oh, yeah,
in
Danny.
Lady Lake. A neighbor called 911 reporting that Konyesny was drunk and suicidal. First responders showed up and took him to the hospital. The arrest affidavit says that Konyesny admitted to police he got mad after waiting 2 hours to see a doctor, so he decided to walk out and drive an ambulance home.
Sure.
You're taken to the hospital because you're drunk, and now you're in the ambulance you've just stolen to go back to your house, said the sergeant. This could have been really bad. The drive from the hospital to Konyezny's home, I've said it differently every time.
That's good,
though. It's 5.7 miles. Investigators said they found Konyezny hiding in the trunk of his car inside his own garage. Mm.
Yeah. Really?
Man. And, of course, it leads me to today's Florida slogan.
New slogan for the state? Yeah.
Yes. Florida, we may be old, but we do dumber things than teenagers on drugs. Thank you very much. That's it.
Hey, you know what? The hospital was the same distance from his home as you rode on your bicycle yesterday.
Hey, how about that?
See, you should have taken a bike.
Yeah, but hey, we had that in common because I was drunk when I rode the bicycle. We're taking a break and come back with the audio vault and the physically fit, 50 pounds lighter Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Here on the Mike O'Meara.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Meara Show. The year was 2016. Obama was president, ponies still smoked, Mac was stealing Wi-Fi from parking lots, and I was the newest intern on the TMOS scene. It was a dark time. The stock market suffered, having never been privy to Mo's stock tip of the week. Global warming sped up without Dan the Fan Man's fans to cool it down. Headlines from Florida read, man tosses alligator through drive-thru window, and unprovoked woman bites off man's finger. Although really, that could have been from any year. Thankfully, a lot of things have changed since I joined TMOS 2 years ago, but luckily, the funny has stayed the same. The TMOS app is your one-stop shop to access all your favorite throwbacks of yesteryear, along with the newest episodes of your favorite funny men. It's like a time capsule on the go.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's all you need. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. You know this is important to us.
Yes.
It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day, boys?
Remember yesterday I talked about I was a rube because I used to buy printer ink at the store, and you could save so much money on Amazon? This walks hand in hand with it, but in a different way. You can get the best deal on printer paper at Amazon, and you don't have to carry it home. They deliver it to your house. Check this out. It's on sale this week. 5,000 sheets. That's 10 reams of paper. That'll get you through this decade. $37 delivered to your door.
Oh, that is awesome.
And there is nothing worse than going to your printer and it says you're out of paper. You don't have paper. Stock up and have them bring it to your door. Just click the link on our website.
Right prices right
there. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the paper and more at the top of MikeO'MearaShow.com. So get
what?
Glenn kicking. Or get clicking. Every now and then. Anyway, it's Tuesday, March 13th, 2018. Time for the audio vault, Rob Spiewak.
Congratulations to my favorite Irish hockey player, Alex Ovechkin, who scored last night.
What?
He's not really Irish. He's from Russia. 600th goal scored last night for the Caps. The 20th player to ever do it. Oh. Hello?
Ovi? Hi, Ovi.
How many goals?
Grade 8.
You scored your 600th goal last night. Yeah. And I believe the 601st as well.
And he's a married man now. Thank you. Congratulations.
You must be very excited. Are you having a hard time containing yourself? Alex Ovechkin, the 20th player to ever reach 600 goals, and also the fourth fastest to get there in his career. Here's the call.
Isn't that great?
I'm sorry, forgive me.
600 goals and no championships. Isn't that amazing?
It's almost it's like a magic trick, isn't it?
It's almost impossible.
And he scored them all in 3 games.
nothing like individual accomplishment in a team sport.
That's true. It's the best.
Sorry, I'm a Caps fan.
All right. Here's the call from last night's game.
Loose in front of Hellebuck, who lost his goal stick. Wilson with a chance. Rebound. They score. And there it is. On the rebound, Alex Ovechkin. 600 goals in his soon to be Hall of Fame career.
I watched the Channel 5 news in the morning, and Steve Shenavy said they had the 600 gold t-shirts in the gift shops for the intermission between the first and second period.
Well, that's all well and good. Yeah. And there would be no better way to cap off that amazing accomplishment than with a Stanley Cup for Washington, D.C.
Finally.
Yes.
That would really be, that would be, and I think, look, in fairness to Alex, they all those guys that play a team sport, they they want that championship sure. more than anything.
They can only do so much for their team, though.
I'll go with that.
Okay.
They want it more than anything. They don't want to go back to Mother Russia at the end of the year.
Do it for Mr. Rice. It would mean a lot for Mr. Rice.
Ralph Rice would be do it in for tears. Him. Go, let's go, Caps. Do it for the Stillwell family. Goats. The William Stillwells.
Goat's going anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll go anyway. They a lot of those fans will go.
When we were
anyway.
At the outdoor game.
Yeah.
I was like, where's
was Goat there?
Well, he had to have been, right?
Right, I think so.
But I'm waiting for the call to action, but you're in a stadium. You're
not, it's a different deal.
You're not in an arena. Yeah. So if we were nowhere really close to him, you couldn't get to him.
It goes out of the air. By the way, we're talking about a guy, William Stillwell, known as Goat. He's the Cavs.
Or Loud Goat.
Let's go, Cavs. Yes. Mm. And you would think this would be kind of a, he's got a big beard, and he's kind of, then when you meet him, it's like, I'll have an amaretto. Just kind of a mellow guy.
I love Goat to pieces, but it's so sad when you see Goat after a loss. Because it's sad Goat.
That's personal.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. Well, I suppose they should have scored more goals.
I hope I'm not disappointed in the playoffs this year again.
I will meet you between the first and second period at the barbecue stand because they sell Dr. Pepper. Actual text. All right. Have you ever been by yourself in a location and you think you're all by yourself and you do something goofy, like maybe you dance or you sing?
Yeah.
This was trending on Twitter yesterday. I think it's real. A lady thought she was by herself on a subway car, and she's singing and filming herself, and about two-thirds of the way through realizes that there's someone in the subway car hearing her sing the song about being on the subway.
I put my butt in the seat, because it's just me. And this is my stop, short video. Gonna get off the train that I'm on alone. Gonna pick up my bag that's sitting in the seat on the train, car it's just me up in Francisco. Oh my God, I just realized there's another person on the train. You have a good day.
That's
there's
cute.
Someone else on the train. Have a good night.
She was so beat red. It was great.
That's a happy person.
Do you remember the name Tommy Wiseau?
No. He's the guy with the movie with the long black hair.
The Room.
Hair,
right? Yeah, they based the movie The Room on his movie.
Way too much attention for this dude.
Although you do like his accent. I recall that. I do. And
My daughters are the ones that turned me on to this guy. This guy's a cottage industry online.
Well, everybody's yesterday
pages devoted to this guy.
He posted his audition to play the Joker in the next Batman movie, and I just thought you'd want to hear it because for one thing, he quotes from different Jokers, and also it's still that voice.
Hi, this is Tommy Wiseau, creator of The Room. Let me introduce you to the new Joker. What doesn't kill you make you stranger. Have you ever danced with a devil in the pale moonlight? Did you? No, but I did. And I did like a devil. I am not the monster. No, I'm just ahead of the curve. Yes, come to me. Come on. I'm not the monster. No.
No.
Why?
No.
So serious? Why so serious? Why so serious? Let's put a smile on this face. Why so serious? Jingle bell. But Miss Mel.
All right. That's enough of that. Thank you very much.
And the whole time he was by himself on a subway train. Let us close with this. Stormy Daniels. This one, Mike, she's a piece of work, this Stormy Daniels.
Oh, she's enjoying her like more than 15 minutes now.
She has offered to give the money back can talk. But really what I found fascinating, she's okay if you call her a whore.
I've been in the adult business for 17 years.
And I like that CNN chased her down in a club that still has the music on in the background. This was the only thing on CNN last night, okay?
I've been in the adult business for 17 years. So to make it that long in that business, you have to have a really tough skin. And so it's literally, most of it rolls off my shoulders because it's an opinion like, oh, you think I'm a whore, you think I'm ugly, or I'm old, or I'm fat, or my boobs are too big or too small, or whatever. I've heard, there's nothing along those lines that someone can say to me that I haven't heard. And so when someone says, hey, you're a whore, I'm like, That is successful whore to you.
That's right. Remember her advice. Let it roll off your shoulders.
Mm, all of it.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
Successful whore.
That's successful whore to you, Mr. Man.
Step off.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS up. Unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your message for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com and all regular mail to TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. And remember the date of March 24th for the big rally. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.